Good morning. For some of you, coming to this morning session is a lark, and for some of you, it's a little threatening and frightening. And I recognize all of that, and I appreciate that we all realize that part of our agenda as people of any age is to find some way of being with the idea of death and I know that's why you are here. There's a tombstone inscription that I think many of you have heard. Dear friend, please know as you pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, so you will be. Prepare yourself to follow me. And we are preparing ourselves. I realize it's very presumptuous to get up and talk about death as if I know. But I have a lot of chutzpah. That's Sanskrit for And something has happened to me as a result of my meanderings through the realms of consciousness over the past 30 years that has changed my attitudes towards death. And a lot of the fear that death generated that led to denial has gone from me. And I'm one of the strange people that absolutely delights and enjoys being with people as they're dying. In fact, it is such incredible grace for me that in the morning when I know I'm going to be with such a person, I get absolutely thrilled in my body, in my being. Because I know I'm going to have an opportunity to be in the presence of truth. So I would like to share with you this perspective and stories and images and talk for maybe half of our time and then work with questions and answers. We are living at a time where birth has come out of the closet in the past 20, 30, 40 years, and death is just beginning to come out of the closet. It is now beginning to be acceptable to consider the possibility that people actually die. Usually in our culture, it has been put behind doors, behind sheets, behind, you don't talk to the children about it, you don't show anybody. And for me, who has grown up in that culture, it was quite an experience when I started to live in India, where when somebody dies, they are put on a pallet and wrapped in a silk sheet or a sheet, and then carried through the streets to the burning grounds. And the with satyahe, satyaha, with the a mantra being recited as they go through the streets. And the death is public for everybody to see. The body is right there. It's not in a box. It's not hidden. And because India is a place of the extended family and very few and inadequate hospitals, most people are dying at home, so that most people, as they grow up, have been in the presence of someone dying. While in our culture, an amazing number of people, even at middle age, have never been in the presence of someone dying. They have walked away from it and hidden from it. And I was one of them, and I have certainly changed in the past 25 years. I think the reason that I changed was that, and I know this will offend some of you, but it's truth is always difficult, that through my experiences with psychedelic chemicals, particularly originally the mushrooms of Mexico, which were used by curanderos and oracles in Mexican religions, and the mushrooms have been used throughout religious history, actually, for mystical experiences. Through that experience, first experience, I came in contact with a part of my being that as an adult I was not, I had not identified with, I had not acknowledged. And it was a part of my being that lay behind my social roles, behind my personality. And it was indeed a part of my being that didn't seem to have much to do with birth and death. It could be called soul or awareness or spirit or God or whatever. And for me, who was a Western social psychologist, professor at Harvard, materialist, philosophical materialist, that experience was an extremely confusing one, because there was nothing in my armamentarium of scientific methodology or in psychology that prepared me to deal with that component of my being. And once I experienced that being, it started to profoundly change the nature of my life after that, of who I thought I was. Because up until then, I had identified with that which dies. And as long as you identify with that which dies, there is always fear of death, because it's the fear of cessation of existence. And I realize now that although I didn't know the form that it would take after death, I knew that what there was about something about the essence of my awareness was outside of death. Now, the interesting thing for me at that time was that when I had that experience, it was what I called ineffable, indescribable, because I had no concepts to deal with what I was finding in my being. And probably had I been more emotionally connected to my Jewish roots, I would have found in the Kabbalah and in all of the Book of Brilliance and so on, I would have found metaphors and analogies for what I experienced. But I wasn't. And the book that came to my attention, that was brought to my attention by Aldous Huxley, who was part of our project and visiting at MIT that year, was a book called The Tibetan Book of the Dead. And what happened to me when I read The Tibetan Book of the Dead was I was reading descriptions of the direct experiences I was having with the mushrooms. Now, this was very confusing to me, again, because this book was 2,500 years old. I thought I was at the leading edge of the unknown. And here was a very ancient text, a book that was used by monks, by lamas, read to fellow lamas at the point they were dying and for the days following their death, whispered in their ear, about the process of dying. Out of that, my colleague Timothy Leary and my other colleague Ralph Metzner and I began to see the Tibetan Book of the Dead in metaphorical terms as a story of psychological death and rebirth, even though it was used as physical death and rebirth. And so we did a book called The Psychedelic Experience, which was a manual based on the Tibetan Book of the Dead for going through this psychological death rebirth. And I really think that although it has been made trivial in a way, the idea that's a biblical idea, the idea of dying and being born into truth or wisdom or spirit, is really what our business is that we're talking about when we deal with death. And that as you have extricated yourself from a solid identification with body and with personality and with materiality, you begin to have spaciousness to allow for the possibility that death may be part of process rather than end. And I think I feel that very deeply. People say, do you believe that there is continuity after death? And I say, I don't believe it, it is, which offends my scientific friends no end. But belief is something you hold with your intellect, and this has gone way beyond that now. So you may be just sharing my total pathology. I have no idea, and that it's up to your intuition to decide that. I would never know if I was completely crazy, so. To show you how crazy I am, I have a friend who some of you have met through books, a friend named Emmanuel. Emmanuel is a spook, a being that has dropped his body somewhere along the way and speaks through a lovely woman named Pat Rodegast. And I must point out to you when I'm talking about channeled beings that all beings that don't have bodies aren't wise. That there are as many schlock people without bodies as there are with them, and there are a lot of well-meaning beings who've left their bodies and want to send back messages like buy United States Steel, and they don't know any more than they knew before. So you have to be very discriminating when dealing with disembodied beings in the same way as you are with embodied beings. But Emmanuel has a lot of nachas. He has a lot of real wisdom, and he's like an uncle to me. He's just wonderful fun. And when I said to Emmanuel, I deal a lot with the fear of dying in this culture and death. What should I tell people? And he said, Ram Dass, tell them that death is absolutely safe. Now, just put those two things together and realize what a far-out line that is. Death is absolutely safe. And then he added one more image. He said, it's like taking off a tight shoe. Okay, can you hear that one? Like taking off a tight shoe. Now, just imagine that you as spirit or awareness have contained yourself in an incarnation, or contained it in a conceptual model of who you are and on a storyline. And then at some point, you dissolve out of that, you break out of that, and there is this incredible release quality.